Hi there. Here I am again. Can you believe it? Two in one day? But this is going to be a little shorter, I think. I'd like today to talk to you about RVing, boondocking, tiny homes, and just traveling, I guess. You know, ever since Gene's passed, I've been kind of obsessed with YouTube videos regarding RVing. At first, I thought I'd sell my house in Southern California, get an RV, and just travel the country. But I'm by myself, and so, you know, I have my things that kind of scare me in the night. You know, you got to get brave enough to do this. But for the last, for the last couple years, I've been obsessed, actually, watching this on YouTube. Nomadic Fanatic is one of them I watch. He's a young man who travels. He traveled from Washington all the way down to Florida. Right now he's at NASCAR in the center field there watching NASCAR, and he makes great videos, and he has Jax the cat. I just really enjoy watching him kind of adventure through the country and all the ups and downs that he goes through. It's just been fun watching that. I watch some single women that own RVs that travel all over, and a certain amount of freedom that you get, you know, going out there and discovering, well, I'm talking about the United States, but I guess you could do this in every country, and I mean, they do this in every country. Take an RV, a recreational vehicle, and go out and go traveling. Because, you know, I was married 47 years to my husband, who I loved very much, but he was in the Korean War, and he did not ever really want to go venture out much again. I think he was a medic there, and he just was so glad to be back home. You can see at geezerart.com, you can talk about how he talked about how he made it to 80, and he has some, you know, that was only just, he only touched up on it. He told me a lot of stories being a medic that just were horrendous. It's just too bad that these wars and things have to go on. But let's go back to the topic. The topic is RVing. I think it's a real popular thing. I think it's going to be even more popular now that we have the baby boomers here in the USA. Everyone's retiring. Everyone seems to be thinking, not everyone, but a lot of people, even more than ever, I think, are thinking about, wow, I've worked so hard. I have this house with all this stuff. You know, maybe I need a change. I'll tell you what happens when you turn 67, like I am. Well, let's go back a little bit. When you turn 60, up until 65, you think that you just kind of came out of the 50s, and you're just in the early 60s, and then you retire in 65, if you're just the normal everyday person, you retire in 65, and then you start to move forward, and then you turn 67, and you know what happens? You start to think, let me see, that's only 13 more years before I'm 80. That's only 13 more years before I'm 80. I started Audio Boo back about, what, 5 or 6 years ago? That's gone pretty quick. I don't know if it's been that long, but I think so. You know, time just goes so fast. And when I first thought of that, I was 67. Well, guess what? I'm going to be 68 now. 68. Now I've only got 12 years before I'm 80. I mean, I'll be lucky to make it to 80. When all of us were young, I think that all of us thought we would never live to be 50 anyway. And then we feel so old when we're 50. And then we feel so old when we're 55. In fact, we feel so old when we're 40. I mean, at least I did. And then when I turned 30, it was kind of the most traumatic event I had when I turned 30. I remember the woman in the dentist chair. I mean, I was in the dentist chair, and this young girl comes in, and she says, well, you know, you're getting older now. You just turned 30. You know, you have to start taking care of yourself better. She's telling me that. And I thought, she didn't really need to tell me I'm getting older at 30. I don't know what that did to me, but it kind of made my day you know, I just felt bad. I was old now and old and wise, I thought, at 30. And I was even older and wiser at 40 and older and wiser at 50 and way older and wiser at 60. But at 62, I started realizing I wasn't that wise. And now I'm thinking, of course, I'm just an average, everyday person. I'm not wiser than anybody else. And I don't know all the answers, and no one does. And as much as I've really enjoyed knowledge my whole life, I really love learning things. I'll never stop doing that. But I think that you realize, especially with the internet, that you're just not ever going to know everything. And if you take on too many things, it just makes your day go by quick. And that's something you don't really want when you're getting close to 80. I don't know what I'm even talking about. But anyway, let's go back to RVing. So now that I've realized I'm going to be 80 in 12 years, I go back and forth. Do I want to give up my house in Southern California, which I love gardening? So you're supposed to do what you love. But how do you love gardening and RVing and boondocking and going out and about and going to all these places at the same time? So I'm trying to work these two things together. Being the entrepreneur that I've been all my life, I'm trying to work out a way that I can garden and travel. Maybe I don't need to do the digging anymore. Maybe I don't need to do that. Maybe what I need to do is get an RV and just go from garden to garden and travel around and be a... Sorry, got the water running because I'm in my kitchen. After all, I'm not in a radio studio. Jeez. So that's one thing I was thinking. Or I could rent my house out. Or I could do the whole Airbnb thing. Of course, I have to take my doggies because I have my Seismic, which is a German Shepherd, and my Dachshund if I'm going to go and be a full-time RVer. But I would like to do that for a year, maybe. I've kind of come to the conclusion after all this time that I don't want to end up living in an RV forever, at least not right now. I'd like to take a year off and just kind of travel around. And I think what I'd like to do is, like I said, travel around and do something entrepreneurial right from my RV that has to do with gardening. So I haven't figured it out. If you got any ideas, just leave a comment down below or something. I don't know. Just go look at my fridasgarden.com and tell me I should just like give up gardening. I'm not doing too good here these days. But I do make myself laugh. I just thought I would tell you about what's happening all out there. Another person I follow, another young man, is just incredible. It's all one word, just incredible. His name is Justin, and I don't think his last name is Credible. I don't know, but that's his Just Incredible YouTube channel. And he's kind of fun to, you know, he's more directed at young men, I think, that like to watch women. He's got a wham bam ambulance kind of thing where he has a lot of young girls. And I mean, I don't watch it for that. I don't know why. I like him. I love that Jody Peterson, who sings his entry there. I think she's just got an awesome voice. Jody Peterson is really fun. I'm just watching a lot of these on YouTube videos about RVing, and I get a sense, because it seems to be really growing, I get a sense that it's really going to be a popular thing among baby boomers right now. It's time to get out of your place and see the country. So I expect that that's going to be the new thing here, in at least in the USA, maybe everywhere. See a lot of RVing people in London, and I mean in England and in Australia. Seems to be a RV living. Well, I don't want to take any more of your time. It was just a thought. It was a thought about, you know, sometimes you just got to do it before your time is up. I mean, I can't go back. I can only go forward. And we can all go forward. So when you reach 67, you start thinking, now I'm 68. I've only got 12 more years. What am I going to do with this 12 years? I'm already working on getting rid of a lot of the stuff that I've accumulated by having flea markets and yard sales and garage sales. Well, I guess that's the same. And going to swap meets and gotten rid of a lot of things that I thought were important that I really loved. But it's just time to move on now and let somebody else enjoy them. Some things I've had for 47 years. Most of the big things and the expensive things are all gone now. And so my life is slowly getting simpler. And it's kept me going here. I still have a lot of jeans art that I want to sell. You can go to, if you want to look at it on my eBay channel, which is fridasstore.com, and you can see a lot of his art. Gene was a paper mache artist, and, he was just good. So I've sold a lot of his art, too, so he's still supporting me in some way. I just sold that big old nude that he did, and I'm happy that it's going to a place that will enjoy it. I'm happy when all of his things go. I do cry, because I hate to see it go. But I'm thinking, it's going to a place where they really appreciate and respect his art. And he was an awesome artist. Gene Wolden, paper mache artist for his whole life. He died at the age of 83, and he spent the last 20 years after he retired pretty much just working outside on the porch and making his paper mache art, which you can see at geezerart.com. Anyway, I just thought I'd put those words of, was that words of wisdom when you get to be 67? You better start thinking. In fact, maybe when you get to be 57, you should start thinking, how many more years before I'm 80? Start thinking that way, and you start thinking, if you're healthy enough, like I am, I'm healthy. I had my gallbladder out. I think I had my gallbladder out in the meantime since I made my other video. I took a 7-month kind of gap there, but I don't take any medicine. I'm a little overweight, but I'm pretty healthy. If you look at everyone else my age, they're all taking medicines and things. I don't know. I don't take any medicine except for when my feet hurt or something. I'll take an aspirin or something, maybe. Sometimes I just don't even do that. All right, I had fun talking to you today. That's my 2 cents. I hope you take a look at all those RV people. You would just not believe how many people are out and about. Because they've always been there, but they're out and about now even more. Nice talking to you. See you later. Bye-bye.